for me, I kind of make the analogy with dialectical behavioral therapy, the DBT. The other group of folks that people in a community support program really get frustrated with are people with borderline personality disorder. Kind of a similar scenario. People would throw their hands up, their caseload was full. And I think it's because we didn't have an effective way to treat people with a borderline personality disorder. Well, along came DBT, and suddenly you had a protocol. You had distinct things that were researched, that worked, that practitioners could apply, and people started to see change. You know, people weren't cutting on themselves as much. They weren't going to the hospital every weekend. They weren't burning out staff. And it was hopeful for the clients, but it was also hope for the practitioners, whether it be a case manager, or a clinician, whoever it was on that treatment team. I think once staff sort of get invigorated with a sense of hope, it cycles back to the client, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy in an upward way. So I saw the same thing happen with IDDT. You know, suddenly instead of just saying to clients to just say no when they were presented with a drink or drug, they suddenly could conceptualize of where somebody was at in a change process, and that it wasn't a black and white, either they're using or they're not. There were really stages. So that was sort of the foundation. And then when they learned or are in the process of learning that there's specific treatments, specific tasks to accomplish it at different stages, and when they learn those skills, I think that it gives them that same sense of hope. And that goes back and gets infused back to the clients. And so I've seen job satisfaction increase on those teams. I've seen less turnover.